And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Thursday alohas to you. We're gaining on this work week. By the way, tomorrow, Friday Free For All, will feature our annual rendition of Blue Christmas by Porky. In the meantime, a lot going on, a lot to talk about, and you're invited to join in the conversation. Just use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, just like our frequency. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And our email address here is very simply bob@1063word.com. Well, I'm wondering how long it's going to take the White House press corps until they start singing a well-known Christmas song. make that President Grinch or President Scrooge, either one you prefer. Here's a headline from Trump News. Trump cancels White House Christmas party for the press. Who in the Trump administration would possibly want to rub elbows with that crew anyway? President Trump has canceled the White House holiday party for the media, making the decades-old tradition a victim of his increasingly contentious relationship with major news organizations. This is from Fox. Huh? Killing that Grinch, that Scrooge, that old Donald Trump killing the decades-old tradition of the White House Christmas party for the press. Maybe they served him hemlock. You know, that'd be appropriate. The annual Christmas season gathering was a significant perk for those covering the White House, as well as other Washington reporters, anchors, and commentators. And New York media executives would regularly fly in for the occasion. At its peak, the invitation-only soirees grew so large that there were two back-to-back events, one for broadcast outlets and one for those ink-stained wretches in the press. That's not the story. I just kind of brightened it up a bit. Journalists who attended the events, which featured a cater buffet of lamb chops, crab claws, and elaborate desserts, got to roam the decorated mansion with their spouse or significant other or family member or friend or colleague, adding to the allure of the invitation. Now, this is interesting, Money. I never got invited to the White House Christmas press. Of course, I wasn't part of the official White House press corps, even though I did work for a local major media outlet, Channel 7, WJLA. But you know what? Getting the picture autographed to me from President Reagan was a substantially greater gift than being invited to come in and have some fancy dessert and lamb chops. The biggest fringe benefit was the picture-taking sessions, in which the president and first lady would patiently pose with their guests and briefly chat with them in front of a Christmas tree, with the White House sending out the photos, copies of which were invariably sent home. Look, Mom, it's me at the White House. This whole charade took a couple of hours with long lines snaking across the building's first floor. Bill Clinton even posed for pictures with journalists days after he was impeached. That's okay. That's all right. I don't mind. They're still going to be writing about me. I'm gonna give them their Christmas picture. Maybe they'll write something nicer about me. Maybe I won't get impeached after all. The White House made no announcement that it was dropping the press party. They just didn't send out any invitations. Hey, did you get an invitation to the White House press party this year? Nope. How about you, Bill? You got one? No, not me. The president and first lady threw such a gathering last December, but did not pose for pictures. You know what would have been funny, Moneypenny? If Donald Trump had dressed up in prison stripes with a number on his chest and had pictures. The media would love that. Yeah, that might make him treat him halfway decently. Hey, did you hear what Trump did? He just dressed up in a jailbird outfit. It's funny. Now let's get back to work and see if we can put him there. The president made a brief appearance with the first lady and offered a few welcoming remarks. How y'all doing? Don't stick around too long, okay? You're wearing out your welcome here. Top White House officials, especially the communications staff, routinely circulated at these media parties and often talked shop. Last year, Chief of Staff John Kelly held forth with reporters for at least 15 minutes, making informal remarks that turned into a mini press conference. The decision is hardly shocking, writes Fox News, given Trump's constant attacks on fake news and the overwhelmingly negative coverage of him and his administration. Well, at least they're honest in that regard about the overwhelmingly negative coverage. Like 95% negative. In recent weeks, the White House pulled the credentials of Acosta. All right, we don't need to retake that ground again, do we? Police. Speaking of Fox News, what is up with Judge Napolitano? He's turning out to be a judicial mental midget. You ever seen? You've never seen Napolitano in person, have you, Moneypenny? He's shorter than me, all right? And I ran into him in Ohio when Fair had their big convention there a couple of years ago, and we went up and broadcast from there. He was at that. I saw him coming out of the hotel. He is increasingly like anti-Trump in all his interpretations of these judicial rulings from these activist judges. He said either yesterday or today, well, the judge is saying that President Trump committed a felony, a campaign violation, a campaign finance violation. And Judge Knapp didn't go so far as to say he could be going to jail, but he certainly inferred it. All right? And I don't get what's up with this guy. I think somebody has some pictures of him from last year's Fox Christmas party. And the kids who are now running the show at Fox News say, hey, Judge, need to take a sterner tack here towards President Trump. You know he's a crook. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, whatever you say. Bobby, according to the New York Times, women are scared to death of being raped, assaulted, or at least blackballed from promotion at Christmas parties. Well, they should be at media Christmas parties. All these lecherous journalists get some booze in them. Now, I'm not saying people were being raped at these media parties in Washington, but I've been to more than one, and I can tell you, these guys are hitting on younger, more attractive women incessantly. Well, is the name Charlie Rose ring a bell? Matt Lauer? That icon of NBC journalism, Tom Brokaw? He's too big to fail, though. Brokaw's too big to fail. But, you know, his name was tossed out there, too. So, yeah, you know, you get some booze in some of these guys at these Christmas parties, and it's 88 and out the gate. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show, we catch up with the text line. And I mentioned the subject is campaign violations, campaign finance violations. Anybody remember the Congressional Hush Fund? That's next. That's it. It's what we do 4 hours each day. Bob and the Bobettes slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. Yours truly in the air chair. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass pushing the buttons, screening the calls. And, of course, a little Annie back in the news center keeping us up to date with breaking news. I beg your pardon? What did you say there, sir? Oh, yeah, it is a fun crew. Yeah, it is a fun crew. Thank you. 22 after 4 here, the Bobby Mac Show on this Thursday afternoon. In on the text line, Bob, I've noticed the same thing about Judge Andrew on Fox. Very left-leaning these days. And also, oh, they think he's the greatest. Yeah, right. Bob, as I said earlier, the American people probably couldn't handle the real truth because the news media have had us under their collective thumb for how many years before we realized it? Bob, the judge implied it, and we would infer. Sorry, I am a recovering English teacher. Not to worry. Not to worry. I never could keep that one straight. And when you're right, you're right. Bob, the American dream, is it still an American dream? Bob, I think Judge Napolitano is like most judges on the federal level. He doesn't know the law. Bobby, President Trump should throw that party for the needy or families of deployed service members. Then we'll see how those pompous windbags respond. Well, nothing the president do is ever going to be good enough for the media. They just hate him. It's in their DNA. Bobby, the press has about as much right to a Christmas party at the White House as those illegals demanding the $50,000 each in order to go home. Bob, there's another perk eliminated that we paid for. Great job, Trump. This is too true. Bobby, why should President Trump give the press a Christmas party? They were very naughty this year and don't deserve one. No kidding. Hey, Bob, I saw a picture of Hillary's book on sale for 98 cents and still too expensive in that. Plus, you know, I don't need another copy of the Satanic Bible. Bob, I got this figured out. Say he would have had to invite Jim the Accoster, and now he doesn't have to. Gotcha. Oh, speaking of the illegals and their demand of 50 grand to go home. Yep, here it is. I got this tweet from the Meet the Chicks, Chicks on the Right group. Chicks on the Right is their website. They're good. Mexico's new president is pulling some moves that have the left screeching that borders are racist. President of Mexico is shutting down his own southern border. Cut off the head of the snake. While Democrats and Republicans battle over what to do about the United States southern border, particularly over whether to fully fund President Trump's signature project, a full-scale border wall, the newly elected Mexican government is taking drastic steps to curb illegal immigration into their country, cutting off passage across their own southern border in a move that will likely shock pro-immigration activist, Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and his administration have agreed to close the border between Mexico and Guatemala, largely to prevent more immigrant caravans from crossing into Mexico's southern states. In addition, the Mexican government is reportedly promoting a Christmas at Home campaign, encouraging the migrants already camping out at the U.S.-Mexico border to board free transportation back to their homelands so they can spend the holidays with their families. Oh, and when they get back, sorry, border's closed. You know, this is not the worst idea that we've heard. You know, we'll give you a ride home, but you have to stay there. Kind of genius. The change in Mexican immigration policy seems to be the result of two recent developments. One, a conversation that newly elected President Obrador had with our president to discuss migration and job creation. And public opinion in Tijuana, where migrants are camped out at an official U.S. border crossing, waiting their turn to declare asylum and enter the U.S. as refugees. So, good on AMLO. I like it. There may be 7 or 10,000 of them there now, but there won't be another 7 or 10,000 following. southern border with Mexico is closed. Now, here's a question that I posed a few minutes ago. Which is worse? This is from the freerepublic.com website. Which is worse? Candidate, businessman, and then still private citizen Donald Trump using his own money to make what Hillary Clinton might call bimbo eruptions go away to protect his brand and himself from personal embarrassment, or, which is worse, that or Congress using taxpayer money in a slush fund to pay off those women sexually harassed by sitting office holders? Penny Nance, president of Concerned Women for America, wrote in USA Today, literally a year ago, as the hashtag MeToo era was erupting, the nation was waking up to news that a secret congressional hush fund had been being used for years by members of Congress to pay off accusers of sexual misconduct. Your money and mine being used to pay off these alleged victims. If Pelosi didn't move immediately to disclose the names of those in Congress who used the secret hush fund, she'll be part of the biggest sexual misconduct scandal in history. Nobody knows how many congressmen and senators are involved. This is what she wrote at the time. And if she's a willing participant to keep all of this a secret, she forfeits credibility. Well, she doesn't have any credibility to forfeit. That particular account is overdrawn already. Congressman John Conyers, Democrat, Michigan, Blake Fahrenholt, Republican, Texas, both used this hush fund to settle with alleged victims. Both men have already left Congress. We also know none of the beneficiaries of the slush fund have been threatened with indictment or being put in prison for campaign finance violations since suppressing this information, as Representative Jerry Nadler puts it, amounts to committing a fraud on the American people using their own money. He who is without campaign finance violations, let him cast the first indictment. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday.
This is not a store. This is We Know Your Size and Style.
Sorry. Hang on just a second. Kill the audio. Why does the Fox News website do auto rolls all the time? I might have to stop using them. Honest to Pete, every time I go there and see a story, you know, they auto roll something. I'm either a commercial or a news story. If I wanted that, I'd go to it and I'd play it on my own, all right? Holy cow. 4:37, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, my husband and I were thinking the same thing about Judge Napolitano. What's up with his bashing President Trump? I'm just guessing that he's kissing up to all of his friends in the media and to his new bosses. You know, the kids, the Murdoch kids are the ones that are running Fox News now. And I'm sure that they detest going to all their Tony parties on the east side of Manhattan and their wives having to listen to the limousine liberals tell, oh, yes, your husband owns that terrible Fox News. How can you all stand that? You know. And so they're becoming more moderate in their approach. Not that Fox News was ever a truly conservative news channel anyway. They just played it down the middle, and now things have moved so far left in this country that they were painted as being alt-right or whatever. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. I mean, I am now far right-wing conservative. And I kind of started out as a moderate in the middle. Because the left has pushed me so far to the right. And yeah, I'm sticking my finger in the dike to try and prevent America from becoming a socialist workers' paradise. Some idiot writing at Vox, which is some website that keeps up with current social media type stuff. Somebody at Vox wrote a piece about how Miss Alexandria Occasional Cortex should be allowed to run for president. And the Constitution should be changed because she's only 29 years old. I'll have to go back and find that piece because it contained so much ridiculous stuff in it. It was crazy. And she said something about, well, you know, the other Democrats, you know, you got Biden who's 76 and or however old he is, and Bernie Sanders who's 77. And the problem with old people is they just keep getting older. She actually wrote that. So what? I guess she prefers the alternative to getting older?
You idiot!
Yeah, just it's crazy. It's crazy. Bobby, Mexico should close their southern border. It's just causing them more trouble, and they have enough problems as it is. No kidding. Amongst the drug cartels running the place. Bobby, did you just say Fox, F-A-U-X News, was not a conservative news network? Did you just have a stroke? No, they're not conservative. They're commentators. You know, Laura Ingraham and Hannity, Tucker, yeah, they're conservative, but those are opinion shows, not news broadcasts. The Fox News anchors, I don't think have ever been described as conservative. And there are, if you want a basis for comparison, check out One America News, OAN. They are unabashedly conservative. Also on the text line, Bob, auto rolls, amen. I hate them. Yeah, they're ridiculous. Bob, please have Miss Moneypenny name the last bumper. I've got that album stashed upstairs and want to play it, but I can't think of the band. Love you all. Dan in Powdersville.
That was Wang Chung.
Yeah.
Dance Hall Days.
There you go. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. It's probably also on that album, I bet.
The same song.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's in the lyrics, yeah. End of Dance Hall Days. Yeah. I knew I heard it somewhere. Bob, Meemaw, don't think anyone with any sense ever thought that prissy boy Shepard Smith was a conservative. Well, yeah, no kidding. Bob, Trump should give all the members of the press a lump of coal with his autograph on it. By the way, he's cleaning up D.C. by keeping the news people home. More money saved to build a wall. GQ. Thank you, G. Bob, did you say a Hillary's book was on sale somewhere? I need pistol targets. Bobby, do you suppose CNN and BSNBC are filing suit to reinstate the press Christmas party? But then again, Jennifer Weiner should be happy with the cancellation. Bobby, didn't CNN boycott the same event last year? They won't be going this year, so what's the problem? Well, they'll have plenty of company in not going, won't they? Nice. Good news from France today. Sharif Shekat, the latest Aloha Akbar. I almost said Aloha. It's Aloha Snack Bar. The French gunman who opened fire at that Christmas market in Strasbourg. He's gone. He's up collecting his 72 virgins. French police shot him to death, caught up with him today. Bob, Trump has more Christmas gifts for the American people, like no Christmas media party. Yeah, I agree. I saw this story today, too, and I had to bring it up because it's a reminder to me of the old Cold War era that I know many of you didn't live through and didn't experience. And I'll draw the connection here in a minute. Russia 24, which is the sponsored by the government TV channel over there, brought on this robot named Boris, hailed as a high-tech advancement. Boris showed off its dancing skills. A robot in Russia, as the latest in cutting-edge technology, has been unmasked as a man in a plastic suit. The asteroid, known as Boris, had been lauded on the state-owned broadcaster Russia 24 as a technological breakthrough with the ability to walk, talk, and dance. However, photos accidentally revealed there had been a person inside all along. The revelation came after a number of unconvinced Russian journalists, who are probably now on their way to Siberia, began to question the robot's authenticity. They questioned the android's lack of external sensors, how it was made so quickly, and why the robot had made so many unnecessary movements when showing off its dancing skills. They also noticed that a person would have fit inside the robot perfectly. All started to fall apart when a photograph was posted on social media. There we are again, that damn social media. You can't get away from them. In which a person's neck is clearly visible in a gap in the suit. Now, in the old days, the old Soviet Union, they used to have a big May Day parade. The premier would stand up on a viewing platform with all the generals. And they'd have a big military parade as everything was transported through below them. They'd have tanks, they had marching troops, and they had missiles and rockets on trailers that were being towed along. Well, when we analyzed some of the satellite imagery from that, showing, you know, and there'd be rocket after rocket after rocket, trailer after trailer of rockets and missiles. Well, look at all the stuff the Russians got. They were going around the corner and making a loop. The same trucks were pulling the same missiles back around in front of the reviewing stand for hours at a time. Nice. It's clever. Uruskis. There's a Cyrillic word for that, by the way. It's maskarova, which means deception. It's one interpretation of that word. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, then right back with more as we cruise on here on the penultimate work day of the week on Thursday. Good news coming along later in the show today. Also, boneheads in the news as well. And some special salutes to Christmas music. Yeah, and with the controversy over Baby It's Cold Outside, and of course they've also already gone after White Christmas and I guess Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They're trying to hunt him down as well. We deal with some of that. And one of our favorites here on the show, as you might understand, the new treatment that we have given to Christmas classic, The Little Drummer Boy. It's one of my favorites, one of Moneypenny and Little Annie's favorites as well. But we felt like it needed some 21st century updating. Can we roll an example of Little Drummer Boy?
I could have used a little more cowbell.
Love it.
You're gonna want that cowbell. Guess what? I gotta have more cowbell.
I knew that was coming, yeah. So there we go. You know we're partial to cowbell around here. 7 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. To the phones we go. Chuck is along next here on Thursday. Hi, Chuck, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Bob. How you doing?
So far, so good.
That's good. I hadn't felt good in a while, so I hadn't even hardly been able to listen to your show.
But oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I finally feel a little better.
Good deal. Glad you're feeling better.
Listen, I have a question. I hope you don't mind me calling you up and asking you a question.
No, it's all right.
But what do you think this, since we got a new attorney general, or it's in the making,
right?
What do you think they're finally going to do something about Stop and Mueller? I mean, this is getting absurd, and I know it's been in the news and people saying this, but what are they finally going to do something about this?
That's a good question. And the question is, I guess now, you know, in contemporaneous terms, is the acting attorney general going to do something, or are we going to wait until we get a new attorney general who's cleared by by the Senate and is in place. But you're right. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that Mueller and Comey and Strzok and Andy McCabe and Rod Rosenstein, for that matter, are all neck deep in this stuff. It was Rosenstein, in fact, of course, who fired Comey and suggested Mueller as his replacement. So the fix was in from the beginning, wasn't it?
Exactly. And you know, I heard something about that they were going to look into Hillary again. Well, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, before he departed, about a year ago, in fact, Jeff Sessions, when he was AG, got a prosecutor out in Utah, federal prosecutor in Utah, and he tasked him with looking into the stuff surrounding Uranium One and the sale of that to the Russians, all the incidents around the homebrewed email server, everything essentially related to Hillary. And we have yet to see, I guess he has been compiling some kind of report on this, but we have yet to see it. So we're waiting for that shoe to drop as well.
I know. I hear a little, you know, I get those conservative things on my emails.
Yeah.
They talking about how Hillary's running scared, but I don't know for what, because I haven't seen anything started yet.
Yeah, there's something that's bubbling under and brewing, but whether it actually turns into anything or not, we are, after all, talking about the Clintons, who are about as heavily protected as you can possibly get. And look, you know, even though McCabe is gone and Strzok and Page are gone and Comey's gone from the FBI, the suspicion exists, and I share it, that there are still a bevy of Trump haters who are occupying the Hoover Building there on Constitution Avenue in Washington.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's true. But anyway, I'm just glad we finally got somebody to speak up for us, and I hate what he's had to go through. But I know I'm just one person, but anything I can do, I sure will help him.
I hear it. I hear you. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it. I'm sorry you've been feeling bad. Hope you feel better quickly here. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bob Robert E. Lee marched his troops over a hilltop, down and around back for hours in view of D.C. Yeah. Bull Run. Manassas. Uh-oh, Bobby, I'm seeing an all-expense-paid Siberian vacation for a robot imposter and his developer. Yeah. Bobby Mack, Trump should tell the media he canceled their Christmas party for two reasons. Number one, to stop global warming, and because Christmas is a religious holiday, and they've been complaining so much about separation of church and state. I love it. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. And to take a break for the news, and then the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mack Show, 5 o'clock Follies is on the way.